Our Washington correspondent is Jagruti Dave. I spoke to her just after midnight there, and she told me while the protests were more peaceful, people were continuing to defy curfews.
The barricades around Lafayette Park, which is surrounding the White House, they've been expanded to try and stop protesters from getting as close up. You can see military-style vehicles on the streets. You can see people, the National Guard and other law enforcement agencies, heavy presence on the streets of Washington, D.C. There are protesters who are kneeling, who are chanting, "I can't breathe," who are chanting to police to take their riot gear off because there aren't any riots happening here. Often you see a lot of young people who are turning up to these protests. There were lots of families out and about in the afternoon as well. So, yes, there has been some looting and damage to businesses here in D.C., but also you're seeing a lot of that in other cities like New York as well. But you're also seeing across the country peaceful protests happening where people are just protesting to demand racial justice for black people in America.
There was the announcement today that the three other police officers would be charged in relation to George Floyd's death, and also that the, well, principal officer involved, that charge is being beefed up. Now, what was the reaction to that?
Well, protesters were obviously calling for the other officers who were involved in George Floyd's arrest to be charged. And they're obviously pleased that that has happened. But what they want is much broader than the death of one African-American in police custody. And as tragic and terrible as any one death is one too many. But there have been so many African-Americans, unarmed African-Americans, who have died in police custody. And it's also not just about deaths in police custody. It's about much broader issues that black people in America have to face every single day. Lack of the inequality of opportunity, the inequality in issues like healthcare, which we've seen during the COVID-19 pandemic. There have been reports and studies done which show that minorities, in particular African-Americans, who are disproportionately affected by the coronavirus in terms of catching the virus, but also dying from the virus. So all of these issues are snowballing into this broad call for justice that these protesters are asking for.
Has this turned into a protest against Donald Trump?
Well, a lot of people have been saying that really the injustices that black people face in the United States isn't just an issue with Donald Trump. It's not just an issue to do with the Republican Party. It's an issue that Democrats have to take responsibility for as well. So protesters are saying that this is, whilst a lot of the anger and a lot of the frustration has been leveled at the president's response, and what has been seen as a heavy-handed response to these protests with the threats of mobilizing the military, which Republicans, people within his own administration, is disagreeing with him on this. Really, the issue is much broader. It's a kind of a crossing political lines.
So what do you think is going to calm the situation and see the streets clear again as this obviously bigger issue is dealt with, but the immediate confrontation on the streets and the protests, what is going to calm that?
Well, it seems that at least here in Washington, D.C., things have been calmer. In Brooklyn tonight, in New York, there have been confrontations between police and protesters, often quite sort of aggressive to look at. So it's difficult to see what exactly it is that is going to calm some of those altercations between the police and demonstrators. But protesters here, there's a feeling that there is a movement. There's a hope that this isn't going to fizzle out as previous protests have. You look at 2015 in Baltimore after the death of Freddie Gray in police custody, 2 weeks of riots, and protesters want substantial change to happen. And this is something that Barack Obama, he spoke for the first time on camera about these protests. And he also reflected that these protests feel different to the ones that have gone on before. He compared it to, there's comparisons that have been made to 68 protests in the 60s. And what he's saying is that there seems to be much more of a consensus in these protests, that the protesters look a lot more representative of the American public as a whole. It's seen that black lives matter to all lives, to everyone. Everyone should care about black lives. And so this is something that President Obama reflected on. And there is a hope that that is the case amongst activists as well, that this isn't something that's going to fizzle out, that these protests are going to mean something, that they're going to actually affect meaningful change to the lives of black people in America.
That was interesting, wasn't it, that you had a former president in Barack Obama talking about your lives matter, your dreams matter, and he addressed that directly to young Americans of colour. In contrast to the speech that came from Donald Trump talking about sending thousands and thousands of armed military onto the streets to, well, dominate, to use his words.
Yes, that was a marked contrast between President Obama's words and President Trump's words. This is something that commentators have noted on. This is something that commentators have suggested, that actually what the hope was that that the president, when he gave that statement in the Rose Garden, that maybe he should have said something that was using the language of healing. At the SpaceX launch, he attempted something of that nature, but really his rhetoric suddenly changed back to this the rhetoric of himself casting himself as the president of law and order. This, he wants to cast himself as a sort of Nixon-style president of law and order. That's what Richard Nixon did. He uses President Trump tweeted silent majority, another kind of emulating the rhetoric of Nixon, again sort of implying that the quiet majority support his policies and his approach. And the other former presidents have also come out. Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, a former Republican president. All of their language has been markedly different to Donald Trump's language. That's been noted by commentators observing those statements issued by former presidents. None of them have directly addressed President Trump, but that the difference in the tone is very much noticeable.
And that was Jagruti Dave. And a short time ago, the Medical Examiner's Office released its full 20-page report into George Floyd's death. It says he suffered blunt force injuries to his forehead, face and upper lip, mucosal injuries inside his lips, and blunt force injuries on his shoulders, hands, elbows and legs. It reveals George Floyd tested positive for coronavirus on April 3rd, and a nasal swab performed during his autopsy also came back positive. George Floyd suffered from heart disease and some narrowing of his arteries, although the report says his lungs appeared healthy and neither this or COVID-19 contributed to his death. There was also traces of methamphetamine and fentanyl in his blood.